People are sharing their most unpopular opinions, and I want to see if you actually agree with them. So we're going to see if you agree with these people and how you feel with everybody else. So the first one is coffee smells 100 times better than it tastes.
Yes, I think for the most part, that's definitely true. Like, you smell coffee and you're like, oh, that smells amazing. And not a lot of people know how to make a good cup of coffee. So I would say yes to that, especially at Starbucks. Like, you walk in like, oh, it smells great in here. And then you taste it. It's like, ooh, they burned the coffee.
Yeah, just give me the beans and I'll carry them home. Yeah, 68% of people said, yeah, I'll take the smell over the taste any day.
Yeah.
Putting a period at the end of a text message adds aggression.
Oh, that's a big thing. The full stop. No, I'm serious. Like, the full stop is what it's called. Yeah, that is a Gen Z, younger millennial thing, that if you put a period at the end, it means you're not supposed to put punctuation.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never thought of that. 56% of people agree with you.
Yeah.
All right. This is an unpopular opinion. Nickelback is a good band.
No. It is not a good band.
They are a good band.
They are not a good band. They're ridiculously terrible.
I think they're great. I'm going to say disagree. 60% of people agree with you on that. Ice cream in a bowl is superior to ice cream in a cone. Agree or disagree?
I'm a cone girl. Here's what I do. So I start eating. I get sprinkles. Once the sprinkles are gone, I use my tongue to push the ice cream down into the cone. That way, every piece of the cone has ice cream in it. Yeah, yeah. I have a whole system. Yeah, no, I definitely prefer, unless I'm having fudge, in which case I prefer it in a cup. This is a tough question. Am I having fudge or am I having sprinkles?
No, this is ice cream. Ice cream in a bowl or an ice cream in a cone. You got to pick one. Which one are you going to get?
Definitely cone.
Okay, 53% of people said cone is more better. Airplane seats, I agree, should not be able to recline. There's no reason for an airplane seat to recline. Are you that freaking lazy that you got to lay back in that seat?
How long is the flight?
It doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or 10 hours.
No, a 2-hour flight, I could sit straight up. If I'm going cross country, I need to recline.
No, you're one of them. Okay, 62% of people say recline.
Yeah, for long flights, I must recline.
The letter Q is unnecessary and no reason to be in the English alphabet.
It's like the penny of letters.
Yeah, you don't need it. They could be called UAnon. We don't care. 74% of people said, yeah, go ahead, take the queue out.
We don't need a queue and we don't need pennies.
Ooh, I wonder how you feel about this. Tomatoes have zero taste and ruin sandwiches.
Okay. I would have said yes to that if I had never gone to Italy and had a tomato in terms of what it's supposed to taste like. And the problem is most of us eat those shitty hothouse tomatoes. Mm-hmm. You have never had like a really good, well-grown tomato. When you have a really good, well-grown tomato like they have in Rome, it's like candy. It's a whole other experience. So I'm a huge tomato fan. So I would say I say no to that. Must have tomatoes.
Yeah. See, people get tomatoes from the store and it's just a bag of water. But if you get the tomato from the farmer's market that's grown in the ground, two different types of tomatoes.
Delicious.
68% of people agree with us. I don't understand these people. I don't want to be friends with these people. The show Friends is painfully unfunny and the most overrated thing ever.
I feel the way about The Office these days. They keep playing on Comedy Central. They keep playing the last seasons of The Office. Mm-hmm. Early seasons, super funny. But the later seasons, the one where Steve Carell is gone, those are not funny at all. That is not, yeah, that I don't get The Office anymore. I don't, that humor is totally over my head. And me, I'm a huge Mindy Kaling fan. Like, she's my favorite person on the whole planet. But I feel the way about The Office. Friends, I still watch and I laugh at it.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of stuff that's sexist.
I know that it's not diverse. I know that it's very inappropriate in today's culture. Like, there's things now that, like, through the lens of 2021, you cringe, but it's still funny.
We should normalize non-diamond engagement rings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I got a sapphire. for my engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I thought that was really great. I was way ahead of the curve there.
Yeah, 91% of people said, yeah, we should normalize that. That's cool because now they're making diamonds inside. People are making them. So it's lab-grown diamonds, and they're amazing.
Right.
They look great.
No more conflict diamonds, yeah.
Orange juice with pulp is better than orange juice without pulp.
This is interesting. Okay, so I think if you're somebody who likes plain ice cream, you probably like plain orange juice. I like stuff in my ice cream. I like stuff in my orange juice. I like the added texture. I like texture in stuff. So I prefer the pulp. Give me the pulp.
It says with pulp.
You like it with pulp.
Not this much. I like the one that says some pulp.
Oh, you're going to agree with this. Cold weather is better than warm weather.
100%.
See, you're weird. 56% of people agree with you.
Not enough people.
Basic handyman and repair skills should be taught in high school.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been saying this for years, that there should be a class in school that teaches basic stuff. Like basic stuff. Like, I don't know, how to tip waiters and what plates and what silverware you use if you go to a formal dinner and... how to hail a cab in New York City. How to wire a kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, just, you don't have to do it. Just kind of know the fundamentals about it.
How to change a tire.
Right. In less than 5 minutes. See, that's what you should learn because I'm good at that. I can change a tire in 5 minutes. And why? Because I learned in high school.
Right. That's the kind of stuff that you should be able to learn in high school. All the easy stuff, like all the tech stuff, like how to sync up all your stuff, how to
pair your AirPods to your phone. That should be a class.
Right.
Moist isn't a gross word.
It's a gross word.
It's a gross word, you say?
Ugh, it's such a gross word.
67% of people said yeah.
That's because women don't like it.
Playing video games with friends should be considered plans.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, we agree. 86% said yeah. Making the bed is a pointless chore and a waste of time.
Okay. I have a real problem with this. As you know, I made my bed every single morning.
Yes.
I woke up at 3:30 every morning and I made my bed. I love coming home to a well-made bed, to a really nice put-together room. It makes me feel better. It makes my day go better. And there's research that shows that successful people make their bed every day. There's something to be said for making your bed and having a nice, clean place to sleep. And if you're somebody that does not get a lot of sleep, one of the things you could do is make your bed and make your bed a place that you want to get into every night. So making your bed, very important.
So you're going to disagree. 55% of people. So 45% of people are lazy.
Slackers.
Colleges shouldn't force you to take classes irrelevant to your career path.
I mean, after what we were just saying about there are certain things that classes you should take. I don't know. I think college is there to prepare you for the world. And even though my career path wasn't, I didn't have to learn French and Spanish for my career path. I think it's important to know those things. I think there's a lot of, I took economics, you know, that had nothing to do with my life, but it helped me in other ways. I think it opens up other parts of the brain. So if you're an art major, you should also learn
science,
you know, science as well. Yeah. I think you're there in college to expand your mind and learn lots of things, not just the one myopic thing you're there to do. That's what grad school is for.
73% of people agree with you. Showering at night is way better than showering in the morning.
Ding, 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 ding. That's me.
I'm going to disagree, and that 63% of people agree with me that you should take showers in the morning.
But then you go to bed dirty.
I don't care. Take a shower at night and in the morning. How about that?
No one has that kind of time.